You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
What if 2020 had a sequel? Oh, no. 2012 had a sequel. 2020, the sequel, but also the prequel to 2024, which would be a sequel to this.
What if 2012 was good?
Inception.
Indeed. And then it probably would have had a sequel. We're talking about a Netflix series, an anime series. So all you weebos out there, crank it up and subscribe so we can do more anime content now that Netflix is jumping on that trend.
Woo!
Japan Sinks 2020. I'm reviewing that today with Doggett. And ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Everyone knows it's Mindy.
Ha! That's my anime intro, because it's cute and cuddly and kawaii.
Hey, that's my OnlyFans voice. Yeah,
the big star comes up behind you and you're doing the piece above the eyebrow.
A little sweat blob next to my head because this is such a sad, sad story.
This is such a sad story. It has none of those anime shits. It doesn't have the eyes turning white, the nerve sign, the sweat drop, none of that. You see a lot of blood, though.
Lots of blood. So much blood.
I mean, the people in this anime are drawn and filled like blood balls and like meat sacks.
This is the least extra anime I've ever seen, and yet it's still extra.
Well, it's directed and written by Pyongang Ho, who is also connected to Sword Art Online, and also Masaki Yuasa, who is connected to... Oh, wow. It's the animation department in Adventure Time and a director of Lou Over the Wall. I don't know much about that one, but Adventure Time, I hear, is a cult favorite.
It is a cult favorite, and I've heard good things about Over the Wall.
Now, we have a family living in Japan, and then Japan is hit with devastating earthquakes, huge trauma to the earth. We're talking volcanoes erupting from the ground, the sea is boiling. If the Christianity was the leading faith in Japan, you'd have a pastor on a hill screaming, "The end is nigh!"
Well, more than the massive devastation caused by the earthquakes, Japan is actively sinking into the ocean. Apparently, Philippines are too.
It's like that Dr. Horrible song, because everything is sinking. The entire island of Japan is slowly tilting like the Titanic.
So we have two siblings, Go and Ayuma, who must find their father and mother, who I believe are just named father and mother, and find a way to survive, and also survive with some friends they meet along the way.
With varying degrees of, you know, mortality success.
Would you call this a survival horror, Mindy, and what'd you think overall?
I would not call it survival horror. I would definitely call it survival. It is very well done for what it's going for. This, you know, a lot of, maybe not a lot, but there are certainly going to be people that are going to watch this and be like, "Oh, an anime! Let's watch a fun anime!" It's not a fun anime. It's not for kids at all. And it's not something that is going to make you feel good watching it. It is all about emotions that come from what happens when your world is devastated to the point that literally there is nothing. And what do you lean on? And what do you value? And what happens when life or death is that? Flip of the coin, there's no morality. Well, I mean, there are a little bit of the morality of who gets to live and who dies, but really it's just, if you're gonna go and nature finds a way, well, then you're screwed. And how do you handle all of this and still try to maintain some semblance of normal? And it does it really well, the emotional beats of it. You know, because you do have this from the point of view of a little boy, an older girl, a mother, and a father, and trying to traverse this terrain and the people they meet and how it... The one thing I absolutely loved about this show and thought it did crazy well was that a lot of disaster films focus on animosity and focus on antagonism. So it's like, we have ours and, you know, we're our people and you go away. And yes, that does happen. People do get into those kind of tribal beats that are like, we are our gang and we're gonna destroy anybody who tries to get near our gang. Humans have evolved to live in groups. You have this commune. That was like my favorite part of it was, this is an example of, in this type of situation, people are going to try and help each other. They're going to feed each other. They're going to organize to try and make sure as many people survive as they can. Yes, you're going to have the person who tries to rape people. Yes, you're going to have the person who tries to steal and tries to kill. But humans as a whole care about each other. And I like the fact that in the middle of this mass devastation, they have the focus of, you know, as a species, we're not terrible. And the adversity comes from trying to figure out what to do in this devastating situation.
I was actually going to use that point because I would disagree only in one thing. I actually think this anime is more appropriate for children to watch than most animes they watch, because there is no sexualization of some of these underage characters. There's,
I mean, this anime does have a sex scene in it. It's pretty graphic.
But it's between two adults, married. I don't know.
Well, yeah, consenting adults. Yeah, they're consenting.
Old as fuck too. But I was gonna say that, like you were saying, unlike most disaster things that like focus on how, oh man, when shit hits the fan, humans will just turn on each other like a pack of animals. And the honest answer to that is, well, that's false. That's just something that happens because sci-fi novels started selling so much better whenever they started saying humans were shitty. And they stopped focusing on how, honestly, we are tribes. And maybe that could work against us. Like, in the show, they do touch upon that, like how... Like a lot of Japanese people are, some of them are nationalists, and like, hey, this is Japan, we support Japanese people only, and how they interact with the people around them. What I love about this show, first of all, just 10 episodes, perfect, that's just a perfect thing, but also, it does the amazing hat trick of, this is just such a grueling experience. You're going through 10 episodes of people just getting fucked by nature. Not human nature. Nature is just fucking them in ways they could have...
And randomly.
Yes.
In many ways.
Like, you can't... You're like, oh, there's something in the air? Oh, I wish I knew that. But it... This show... The amazing thing at the end is... By the end of it, how fucking beautiful this all is. How, by the end of it, it's like, man, I wish I was Japanese so I could feel like whatever they're currently feeling right now.
Well, there was one of the things that I really liked how they incorporated it is that throughout the episodes, you have this voiceovers of various people where it's like, and in the opening intro that you may choose not to skip over, it's also about like life before. And you have these voiceovers that are all about life before. You know, there's a scene with the mother where the voiceover is her telling a story to her kids and things like that. And you find out at the end that these are all audio clips that people have compiled of Japan for free for Japanese people to look at and remember and feel a bond as Japanese people as they're rebuilding from this disaster. And that was, I thought, was a little too long, but it was also very beautiful.
Oh, I agree with that as well. Now, I probably like this the least.
God damn it, Bradley.
This animation is ugly. And
that's what I loved about it.
Really?
Yeah, because of the animation's bad, but not in the way most bad animes look. Like because the characters in the background, yeah, they weren't moving, but they were drawn. They weren't just like silhouettes.
And sometimes they didn't even have faces, dude. Sometimes it looks like...
Yeah, but they still had clothing. They still had clothing. And some animes don't even do that bare minimum. Just all these people making the ugliest faces I've ever seen. Love that.
during some of the earthquakes, it looks like they just moved the camera up and down over a still photo.
Well, I mean, for me, yes, the animation style is not the best, but then I've seen worse animation. So it's like, that didn't bother me.
I'm trying to think when the last time was, though.
Midnight Gospel.
Dragon Ball Z Super.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z Super. Ugly. Ugly for, I want to say, 75% of it, for sure. Midnight Gospel, insane art choices there. That just like, you know what? I enjoyed what was being said in that a lot more than what I was seeing, and that is a great example. I feel the same way about this.
That is what this was. It's like what you watched was the interactions between the characters. You know, the animation style didn't bother me in that, in its simplicity, like things like, yes, you're absolutely right. When there was an earthquake, they just kind of shook things. And I do remember there was a part of a falling road that was like, I rewound it. I'm like, is that didn't look quite right. But, you know, the focus is on the people. It's not on the animation.
The animation might have been bad, but I still had characters that I love in this. Like, what are some characters that you guys really enjoyed on this?
I really loved Kite. He was my favorite. Kite, and then also I forget his name, but the guy with glasses.
The guy with glasses, in the Japanese version at least, Ayumi always called him senpai, which generally means my elder or my teacher. I have no idea what his name was because of that.
I'm terrible with names just regardless. So it's like, he's the guy that had the glasses and he got stabbed with a piece of metal at one point. The two of them were my favorite, and also really good at showing when push comes to shove, people care about each other. Like Kite, there is a big moment with him where, I mean, there are people that you think are being betrayed because that's the way things have been set up in other shows in this genre. And then you realize it's like, no, he was doing something that is a benefit to the entire world. You just didn't realize it. In this sort of cool kind of, I'm just a YouTube influencer kind of way. So it's just like, all of the characters had a heart to them that isn't normally present in this type of genre. And that was so refreshing. I can't think of there being any real villain other than, you know, a couple assholes that are quickly disposed of and just nature.
Yeah, nature. Life finds a way to kill you.
Now, Mindy, you said there was a character here that you absolutely hated in the chats.
He annoyed the crap out of me, and that was Daniel. Daniel
what
is just like, yes, you know what you did, Daniel. But he was a hitchhiker that they pick up on the way to the commune. And it's like, he annoyed me, but I absolutely see him being a part of this type of scenario, which is, he's the guy who is desperately trying to raise morale. He is the guy that is making jokes. He's there playing around with like weird ass juggling things. And it's just like, go the fuck away from me, you irritating ass. I get what you're trying to do, but you are trying way too hard. Go eat some pot food and calm your ass down.
Look, when your island is sinking, there is no trying too hard at that point. Maybe I responded to this differently. Okay, quick question. What version of this did you guys see? Did you see English sub, it's dub, or
Japanese with subtitles?
I saw the dubbed version.
Okay, so this is my experience. So I'm a little bit weird. I like watching my animes in Spanish. I don't really know Spanish that much, but from my experience, they usually get better Spanish voice actors for these things. And I listened to the English Daniel. I was like, oh yeah, this guy would annoy the shit out of me too. But I was listening to Spanish Daniel, and Spanish Daniel was fucking tight.
An island sinking's pretty scary, and there is a lot to say about it, but we do need to go into our final thoughts. Doggett, why don't you start us off?
Well, while this review is sinking, I guess I'll go ahead and go. Gentlemen, it's been an honor.
Go is the boy's name.
But no, I fucking love this show so fucking much. I honestly do. I only accepted this on a whim, and I am so happy I did. I wouldn't have watched this otherwise, and I got so much out of this. I got tears. I got characters I fell in love with that I was rooting for, and whenever they don't make it towards the end, some of them, it's like, it just breaks my fucking heart. I want everybody to watch this show. I want a spinoff show where there's a character where I don't see their body, so as far as I'm concerned, they're still alive, and somebody in a helicopter better find him in a deserted island or something. But besides that, I think this is a great show. I think you should all watch this. I'm going to give this 10 out of 10 times I said to myself, oh, that character is going to be evil, and it turns out they're not.
Wow.
Because they're people. Yeah, Mindy, well, chances are you're not going to get higher than that.
Right?
Shoot.
I mean, I can't say that I enjoyed the show, but that wasn't the point. You're not supposed to, quote unquote, enjoy this because of just how heavy the topic is. I will say that for what it does it very well. You know, the focus is on how does humanity react to catastrophe? What does it do in a grand scheme of things? You know, things like the commune, for example. And how does it react on a small scheme of things? Like, you know, the kids, which were the POV characters in relation to everybody around them. And with that core, it becomes very uplifting, very, you know, in this time of massive uncertainty due to the pandemic, having that uplifting ending of a we will survive and we will survive together is a nice thing to end on. So for what it was trying to do, I think it did it very effectively. That said, as you pointed out, the animation kind of sucks. There are worse animations, but it is not great. And it's clear that in some cases they do take some shortcuts. One thing that did bug me was kind of the resolution before the coda of the show in the how they figured out how to essentially solve everything, which kind of came out of nowhere, and I didn't quite understand how that worked. So when they were trying to get into whole the science-y start part of this, things were kind of muddled. But the focus is on the relationships, not the science part of it. But they, you know, had to figure out how to end it, so it just kind of, here, we'll slap an ending, and that works. And just like, well, no, it really doesn't, but okay. So, like I said, for what this, you know, if you want something that is a very heartfelt examination of the human psyche when put to its limit in a realistic fashion, not a glossy sci-fi version of it, this does it very, very well. And in a way that is ultimately uplifting. So I am going to give it 7 really, really cannabis-filled dinner plates to calm Daniel's ass down.
Man, Daniel's just trying to live his best life. He's just trying to make kids laugh, trying to make eyeballs happen.
Just give him all the pot and he'll be fine.
Well, for me, I do like survival movies that are about, do you want to live or not? I think that's a very important question you can ask yourself during a horrible situation or randomly during the day. You know, we all question our mortality, right? I like that whoever has the biggest biceps survives, because that's what survival's really about, isn't a thing in this show. That's pretty awesome. I can't remember the last survivalist show I watched in which that didn't decide it. Death, it's scary. It's sudden. And the grief that comes with it rises and falls like the tides. And that's addressed. That's my favorite theme in this show. There are people in this show who are grieving before the tragedy happens, and grieving after. You know, the world changes, your grief gets good and bad as time moves on. And I'm not going to dwell on that any further, or I'll start bumming myself out. The animation is awful. This is the worst animation I've seen in a long time. Maybe I have too high a standards. I watch this anime needs to be watched right away every month, and it's always very, very smooth, very crisp. Lots of frame rates. Demon Slayer, for example, was the last thing I watched. Ridiculously well done in the art department. This, you're holding the camera, you're shaking, and I don't doubt someone's going, ah, earthquake, whoa, that's not good. And that's really lame to me. Like I said, I'll probably be thinking about this a long time. And I do like that about it. It'll stay with you. So I'll say 6 random rap battles on 10 beaches.
I can say for sure right now, that scene, I looked at all the different languages. It is best in Spanish. Just, I'll put it out there right now. It is best in Spanish.
That was the most unrealistic part of this anime about Japan sinking into the sea, okay? Is that this dude would have a beat and every single person would have a perfect rap battle response. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, we need to express ourselves in our grief. Rap battle time.
You would be like the rhinoceros.
Well, as the only person under 30 here, I'll let you guys know, everybody can rap now. It's just, everybody can do it now.
Right. I just say the things that come to my head. Random.
See, you don't got the skill for it. I would do it right now, but I don't want to stunt on you fools.
Go eat some cannabis.
Oh, what rhymes with cannabis? Dog it. He's gonna go eat cannabis. That leaves just the rest of us to pretend we can do a rap battle. My sick rhymes are gonna leave your imaginations rattled.
See, you got it.
Japan sinks.